This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, a 4 hour KM to 2 a.m. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get on the line one time. There's plenty to talk about. There's plenty to do tonight. And we'll try to do it all. I mean, not much has changed from yesterday outside of Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones. We'll talk about Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones has a great opportunity in Indy to win the starting job. And of course, right, of course that'll happen. Another Gettleman guy. And actually, I don't want to go down that road. I got to stick to what I was thinking about for my open. And, you know, I just heard in the update Marco talk about the Yankees pivoting. We'll get to the Yankees pivoting. We will get to what Brian Cashman said. But again, I remind you, these are team sports. This isn't Tiger Woods on a golf course. This isn't tennis. This isn't boxing. These are professional sports played by grown men who have families to feed, who have their own individual legacies and conquests and desires to win. And teams have to pivot. You just heard your Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they're obviously tanking, but they're a much more entertaining tank with a healthy Cam Thomas. They had to pivot without Cam Thomas for months, it seemed. You know, they got Clowney back and, you know, Cam Johnson missed some time. A lot of different guys, but you just saw a healthy, hungry, hustling Brooklyn Nets team go toe-to-toe with the number one team in the East, and they made you believe that they could win the game. You know, they had to pivot for some time in their tanking without their best player. How about Cam Thomas? He's something, huh? I bet you he cooks the Knicks. Put a pin in that one. When the Nets play the Knicks next, Cam Thomas has a thing for playing against the Knickerbockers. That should be a good one. But, yeah, the Devils tonight. How about the Devils pivoting without Jack Hughes, right? It took some time to get over it. A little bit of a losing streak. Then the Devils come out. Jesper Bratt. The Bratman is on this team. Check your watch. It's Timo time. Timo Myers is on this team. Nico Hischier, Paul Cotter is on this team. They have other guys on the team. The Devils just had to adjust. And you know what? Jack's brother, Luke Hughes, is on the team. And the Devils get a good win. And it seems like they're riding the ship. And they're not folding. They're pivoting without the face of the franchise, one of their star players. 888-808-1019. Oh, the Knicks that I was just talking about. I should have just went straight to the Knicks. Jalen Brunson is down. And two nights ago, you saw OG Anunoby. You saw Karl Anthony Towns. You saw a different Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, Miles McBride. You saw them pivot, shoot the ball, play better defense without their captain, without their leader. They did not throw in the towel. They're not waving the white flag. It's just a pivot. Okay, we don't have that guy, but we still have a team. And we still have a mission and a goal. We still have to go out and win. We're not folding. And so now we get to, late here on Tuesday night, where I think we've had enough time to process the Gerrit Cole news. I have. I knew it Friday. When I was live Friday, and my same producer who's here now broke the news about the MRIs, just said, no. Because second year in a row, you just knew. Okay, Cole ramps up again and gets going. He's 34, and okay, it's official. Tommy John. How does the team pivot? Well, you might want to ask one eternal GM of the New York Yankees, Brian Cashman, what the Yankees are going to do. And I'll play what Meredith Marakovich got out of Cashman, and then I'll react to it, and then I'll take your calls at 888-808-1019, and we'll talk all around it. Let's play Brian Cashman talking about, with this 2 weeks left here, right? And I was looking at it like, baseball starts in a week. The Tokyo series is a week from today. Like, we're here. The teams are set. Obviously, young guys are getting sent down and rosters are getting refined. But let's hear what Cashman had to say with, about less than 2 weeks here, or just about 2 weeks here until opening day, what he can do, now that Gerrit Cole is down.
Just 2.5 weeks about until the season begins. How difficult is it at this point in time to try to pursue something outside? And you look at perhaps the prospects involved or a financial commitment that could be involved. You look at the financial commitment. Will that at all be an issue in evaluating?
Well, first time of year is definitely more problematic. Usually not until after the draft is when things start to, really open up, where you have a much larger inventory you potentially could access outside the organization. So from a general manager's chair, you're always hopeful that you can avoid injury bugs to any aspect of your roster. You want to avoid them, obviously, February, March, April, May, because, again, going to marketplaces is more difficult. But there's non-roster invites that might not make the clubs. There's waiver claims. There's a lot of different other ways to do it. And so we've gone through those processes before. Hopefully we can run into some good things that could help us. And if not, we'll rely on what we have.
Okay, there you have it, folks. He talked about the marketplace and there not being much that they could do. And what Cashman likes to do. Cashman likes to find DFAs. He likes to find random guys like Luke Weaver or Tim Hill or Tim Mazza. He likes to find those type of guys. But I expect him to find another arm or two that can get starts. He also spoke about losing Chase Hampton, JT Brubaker getting hit in the ribs, like Luis Gil, Gerrit Cole. It's not just Gerrit Cole. But when you look at this rotation now, it's Max Fried, it's Carlos Rodon, it's Clark Schmidt, who pitched today. We'll talk about Clark Schmidt at some point. Marcus Stroman, who everybody wanted traded and out of here, you're going to need him. And Will Warren, you're up, young man. And I bet you we see Carlos Cookie Carrasco. So Cashman is going to do what he can, but I also know he's not going to show his hand. I know he's not going to let Meredith Marakovich or, Yankee fans on March 11th watching the Yes Network know anything. And they're not looking to spend still. So for all the people talking about, hey, that $27 million you're getting for Gerrit Cole, go out and spend it. On what? Lance Lynn? Why? There's no need to panic like that, right? There's no need to pivot and go say, let's go get one of these free agents that nobody in baseball wanted right now. Let the season start and let's see what you got. But let's hear another thing from Cashman that kind of gave me pause. I think we just have different definitions of the phrase. Go ahead and play it, Paul.
What was your initial reaction when you heard that it was indeed worst case scenario and that he was going to require Tommy John surgery?
When he left here in Tampa, I fully expected that Tommy John was coming. He went through a very successful rehab, as we all know, last year. But to have the episode to repeat itself and facing the same similar type downtime, and with all the information that Chris Amott had provided me and our medical team, on the ground here, the trainers and our field staff, it just felt like this is going to need more of an intervention than just a rehab. This is going to need more likely just Tommy John surgery. So at that point, I was prepared for the worst. A little slight hope maybe Eltraj would come in with a different recommendation, but that wasn't the case.
Okay, hope week continues, but prepared for the worst. When you say you're prepared for the worst as the general manager of the team, does that mean you're prepared to just be sad, or you're prepared and you have a plan? 888-808-101. Like, prepared for the worst is like, oh, I anticipated this. I have a move. I've got a bullet in the chamber. I'm ready to pull the trigger on something. I think we have two different definitions. I think prepared for the worst is just accepting that Gerrit Cole is out for a year and a half, maybe more. But me, like, prepare for the worst. If it's me, if I'm preparing for, if WFAN fired me tonight, I'm prepared for the worst. I know what I'm doing as soon as I get up tomorrow. I know what I'm doing next week. I know what I'm doing the months after. I'm prepared for the worst. Batman. Batman is prepared for the worst if the Justice League turns against him. Batman has a plan for a way to kill every member of the Justice League. He's got a little kryptonite tuck just in case Clark Kent feels some type of way and wants to use his super strength. That's being prepared for the worst. Being prepared for the worst and just accepting the worst is just like, this is not being prepared. That's just that's doing nothing. 888-808-1019. That's where we'll start. Yankee fans weigh in. I know people are going to call about how much money the Yankees made last year with ticket sales and the suites. I know people are going to call about the worth of the franchise and the luxury tax and the $27 million insurance that they're getting from Gerrit Cole. But what I'm getting from Brian Cashman is, hey, this is who we have. We're going to start the season and take a wait-and-see approach and hope that, like last year, the rotation is better than we expected. Hope that, like last year, we have a Rookie of the Year candidate emerge in Will Warren like Luis Heal did. Hope that, like last year, we have a low ERA, a strong bullpen, and a lineup that can hit and win enough games where you barely miss Gerrit Cole. But obviously, when you think of going for like a Sandy Alcantara or a Dylan Cease or whoever, like those moves aren't happening right now. No team is trading those guys right now. That's closer to the deadline. I did see that the deadline is July 31st, so we'll have to wait for that. And I'd rather wait for that. I understand. You wait for that, you make a move when you see what this team is, and if you feel like this team is one of the better teams in the American League and they're just another starter away because you don't want to pitch Carlos Rodon in a potential game two, then you go get that starter at the deadline. But I still haven't forgot about Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, and the Yankees pitching DJ LeMahieu as a third base option. And he's down. He's hurt. They still need another bat with Stanton hurt. I feel like, you know, you could figure that out in the next 2 weeks. There's got to be some kind of hitter. Like, if you brought in J.D. Davis last year in the middle of the season, like, you could figure that out, right? Still not forgetting about you needing another bat in the lineup. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. Call us up. We'll be right back.